This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Relief supplies are flowing into Port-au-Prince to help hundreds of thousands of people left homeless by last week's earthquake. Survivors have been praising American soldiers for their help. Last night, President Obama was asked by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos if the U.S. could afford prolonged military aid.
I think we can't afford not to do it because Haiti is our neighbor. I want to make sure that when America projects its power around the world, it's not seen only when it's fighting a war. It's got to also be able to help people in desperate need, and ultimately that will be good for us. That will be good for our national security over the long term.
The U.S. military is now distributing more food than other agencies, but the effort has not been without snags, and it may not be enough. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
A constant stream of U.S. Navy Seahawk helicopters and hulking Sea Stallion choppers ferry pallets of bottled water and MREs, meals ready to eat, into a golf course in Port-au-Prince. The 82nd Airborne has set up an aid distribution site on the slope of a country club. As choppers land, the soldiers bucket brigade the water and food to the side of the field. The aircraft lifts off, and another one circles in to touch down. The Americans then bring the supplies to Haitians, who hand it out to two long lines of people that flow up the hill. Three women, Gladys and Natasha Marvelous, and their cousin Placide Cati, have just gotten packets of MREs and two bottles of water each. They say they have no idea what's in the food packets. The women say this is the first food aid they've received since the quake, more than a week ago. Some people are so hungry that they tear into the MREs as soon as they get out of the line. The earthquake left hundreds of thousands of people across Port-au-Prince without homes, food, or any way to make a living. The UN World Food Program has done some small-scale food distribution in the streets, but this is the first and the only large-scale food handout. The day before, the 82nd Airborne System broke down and they had to suspend the operation. They'd run out of supplies and the site teetered on the brink of chaos as some 20,000 Haitians surged towards the soldiers on the hill. Yesterday, things went smoothly and they handed out food and water to 50 people a minute from early morning until sundown.
We're hitting our stride finally and we're getting out everything that comes to us. We're pushing it out to the Haitian people.
Captain Hank Coleman is a forward support commander with the 82nd Airborne.
The helicopters are actually coming so fast today, we were stuck unloading helicopters and then going down to the line to distribute. It's been very busy, but great.
The 82nd Airborne handed out 32,000 bottles of water and more than 8,000 meal packets yesterday. They plan to ramp up distributions in other parts of the city soon. Away from the distribution site, people continue to pick through the rubble of their homes, searching for anything that might be salvageable in the debris. In the Mornelzar neighborhood, people say they're grateful for the international assistance that's starting to flow into Port-au-Prince, but they say it's not enough. Theronier Louis Thomas says it's important that the international community oversees the aid operation, because he says if money is given directly to the Haitian government, they'll steal it.
The international community has to accompany the Haitian government in rebuilding this country.
Most of the Haitian government buildings toppled in the quake, and Thomas says the government, even when it was up and running, wasn't capable of handling a disaster of this scale.
You know, they haven't been, you know, providing any good answers for years.
Thomas and many other Haitians say they hope the U.S., the U.N., and other international bodies will have a strong presence in Haiti for years to come as the country attempts to recover. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.